The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, Part 15 by Philip St. Raymond for the American Mercury, Who Lynched Leo Frank? The culpability is often laid at the feet of a mob in the popular literature that promotes the establishment's narrative of the case. But was it a mob? How many mobs consist of the leading citizens of the community? How many mobs have as their leaders no fewer than two superior court judges? A very curious mob indeed. Illustration. On the day after the lynching of Leo Frank, a crowd gathered at the site where Frank's body still hung for some hours. In this, the 15th audio segment of this groundbreaking work, originally published by the Nation of Islam, part of their series called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, we also learn that the alleged group behind the lynching of Atlanta B'nai B'rith President Frank, the so-called Knights of Mary Fagan, very likely never existed at all. This new audiobook, based on the Nation of Islam's The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, the best investigative effort made on the Leo Frank case in the last 100 years, will take you on a trip into the past to the greatest American murder mystery of all time, a mystery that will reveal to you the hidden forces that shape our world even today. To read all the chapters we've published so far, simply click on this link. We at the American Mercury are now proud to present part 15 of our audio version of this very important book, read by Vanessa Neubauer. Simply press play on the player embedded above or at the end of this article to hear part 15 of the book. Click here to obtain a print or ebook copy of this important work, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, Vol 3, The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man. For further information on the Nation of Islam Historical Research Group, readers are encouraged to visit their website, nuarg.org.org.